Hello and welcome back to the Start a Glamping Business podcast. We have a mini episode for you today. We've got some exciting news and we've got a returning guest. The guest today is Chris Dube from Monument Glamping in Colorado. I would recommend anyone who hasn't already listened to his first episode on the podcast to go back and listen to it. There's some great insights into his story and advice for prospective operators. And it's through those learnings and that insight that we're excited to bring the news to you today that he's actually launching a course for glamping entrepreneurs or prospective glamping entrepreneurs. So, Chris, you're over in sunny Colorado. There may be some background noise, but could you just give us, for those who either haven't listened to the original episode or don't want to be, you know, or just want a bit of a refresher,
sure.
Could you just give us a bit of a background to you and your glamping business, and then we can go into the details of the course.
Yeah, sure. Nick, thank you for having me on. This is exciting because those of you who don't know me, I got into glamping about 5 years ago. I actually left teaching. I'm at a speech and debate tournament here in Colorado at CCU in Colorado. And so education is very much a part of my life. And I really remodeled my bedroom one summer. I moved my camping gear outside, or my master bedroom outside with my camping gear. So we pretty much camped for a month while I remodeled it. And then at the end of the month, I decided to throw it up on Airbnb to see what would happen. Well, the rest is history, Nick. I booked out the rest of the summer, made a bunch of money. The next summer, we put up two tents, made even more. It actually increased my income so much that my wife and I decided, hey, we're going to do this full time. And 3 years into it, we had six sites. We made more money than we've ever made before. I tell my story actually in my course and go really deep into detail. But a long story short, I got into all sorts of trouble and really discovered the whole glamping world. The class that I'm launching is called Easy Entry to a Glamping Business, but it isn't so easy when you look at all the details of government and neighbors and all the details that you need to do it. I talk about it easy being that it's not that hard to enter into, but to do it right and to do it well and efficiently does take some detail. And that's what I go over in my course. Now, like I said, I'm an educator in the background. I really saw that in the glamping world, there's a lot of people into hospitality and into the campground or the RV, outdoor recreation world, or the networks there. But for teaching how to do glamping on private property, there's not really a curriculum out there that shows how to do it and to really, well, I actually just tell my story and go through it that way.
Yeah. And Chris, you know, Chris has got the experience of serving guests, being hospitable, making good money from glamping, but he's also seen the dirty side of the business in that you've got to go through permit applications, you've got to run into issues with the yeah. county, and he's navigated those issues, he's gone through those issues, and he's come out the other side multiple times over. So
I'd actually say I'm actually going through it. I'm in review right now for two of my properties. I'm doing an addendum to my first property. The thing is that counties or jurisdictions, they look at you like you have three heads when they are talking to you about glamping, but I've learned to navigate that misinformation the ignorance mm-hmm. that's out there. It's the ignorance is in the government, and the ignorance is in planners and anybody who's really getting into glamping. And but glamping's here to stay. Honestly, I believe Nick and Glampotect, your audience gets that. And as people get to know glamping, the first entries into the world of glamping will be the leaders of tomorrow. I guess that's what I'm doing, is taking that step and creating course material like I used to do back when I was a teacher.
So
here we are.
Could you tell us a little bit about what's included in the course material?
Yes, easy entry into the business of glamping, right? Easy entry into glamping business is a four video course, okay? And they're tight videos, succinct. If you've seen my YouTube videos or on Facebook, you know that I spend a lot of time editing them and making sure that they're really, really to the point. And it goes through four videos. The first one is my glamping journey. I tell you the deeper story. I gave you about the 30-second version just a bit ago. But it goes deeper into the problems that I had and the neighborhood opposition that I had and things like that, and who I am as a person, and like who I'm with my family and things like that. It really gives you the background of me as a landowner getting into glamping. But I do that to serve as a model because the next video goes into the glamping opportunity. I fell into it by mistake, by accident. You know, I just threw it up on Airbnb. I kind of wanted the Airbnb action, and it turned out to be fantastic. And wow, this is really working. But there's a lot of research out there, and a lot of just a lot of research out there that needs to be brought together to see if an individual landowner, this is a good opportunity for them. And then the third video goes into a roadmap. I have a whole roadmap of the steps you need to take to avoid very costly or senseless mistakes. And I made a lot of big mistakes, and I share them. I'm very open with them. I don't try to hide them. I want to learn from them and grow from them. And so that roadmap is probably the meatiest of the four videos that I have, because it does go through. It gives you pretty much a to-do list of what you want to do to get into the world of glamping. And then the last one is called the Glamping Launch. And that's really an invitation to get into the world of glamping and really start doing this. Put the pedal to the metal and start developing your glamping operation. Really, and also put aside some fears that you might have. I say there's three fears that potential landowners or landowners have about getting into glamping, and that's the fear of government, the fear of the government and the logistics and the unknowns. There's all sorts of unknowns in such an exciting new field like glamping. So those are my four videos, and I sell it for $37, and I only open it up for 2 weeks. It's the first class is on April 2nd, and it goes for 2 weeks, and I've got a special deal for Glampatech members or Glampatech customers of your own, your clients. So you want to know what that is?
Yes, please. And just to clarify, you don't have to be a client of ours. If you listen to this episode, or if you've received the email that was sent into our mailing list, you can apply this discount. It's a coupon code. But yeah, Chris, do tell us what special offer the Glampatech listeners get.
You're the only one I'm doing this with, right? To tell you the truth, Nick, because I really love your podcast. I love your work. You're really aiming toward the same people I'm aiming to. I'm aiming to that small mom and pop landowner who wants to develop a safe, legal, and profitable glamping operation on their private property. So we're very much on the same track. So for your guests, the people who watch your podcast and whatnot, if they use the coupon code Glampatech, they got to spell it right, but if they use the word Glampatech, I'm going to give it to you for free. It starts on August 2nd. If you jump in late, that's okay. The videos are pretty easy to watch. I've got some goodies and freebies and some online community stuff that I got going on to really get to know people for a couple of weeks. The people who want to do what I'm doing, to model a successful private glamping operation on private property. I love it. I do consultations. I've been doing it for about a year at glampingguy.com, and that's where you actually sign up for the class. But YouTube videos and things like that, I'm just constantly making content. Like I said, I'm in review with two properties, and that's going to go and grow. And I'm getting ready for a big, great summer season that I want to, I want to 10X what I did last year and just keep on growing in this wonderful world of glamping. I call it the sexiest asset class in real estate. And it is. It's everybody wants in. They just don't know how. And that's where I come in, and that's where easy entry into a glamping business comes in.
Yeah, and just to repeat, so if you are listening to this, the link to sign up will be in the description of this episode. You just type in the coupon code Glampatech. If you need to know how to spell that, as many people mess it up, then you can just email me, but I'm sure you can figure it out. Just type in the coupon code Glampatech. The link will be in the description of this episode, and you can access Chris's course for nothing, completely free, zero risk sign up. And you know, having spoken to Chris on the podcast, having spoken to Chris privately, having seen his videos, he really is the guy in the arena who is able to cogently explain the issues that you might come across and help you navigate through them. So, and what I can say is on the course videos, there are no background noises like there are on this podcast episode.
it's high quality. My home office and everything.
Yeah, high quality production you'll get. So, Chris, thank you. If you just got one last message for the audience, please go ahead. But yeah, just as a reminder, Tuesday the 2nd of April, the course starts. It's open for 2 weeks, completely free with the coupon code GLAMPROTECT. Chris, away you go.
Yeah, and I apologize for the background noise. I'm at a college campus at a speech and debate tournament. I've left teaching but I've never really left teaching. I mean, here I am volunteer coaching and judging at a tournament. Pivoting in life is something that I find my students and the people I consult to be finding themselves in. They're in a pivot in life, and they've got land, they've got an inheritance of some sort, and they're just ready to do something they love. Outdoor hospitality, I have found to be one of the most enjoyable things on the planet. So I'm all in, and I want to teach other people on how to do it and do it well, safely, profitably, and safely, legally and profitably, and do a good job at it and really be a success.
Amazing. Just the link's in the description, coupon code GLAMPROTECT, completely free course. Please do sign up, and I look forward to seeing how everyone finds it. All right, thanks, Chris.
All right. All right, thank you, Nick.